This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle, and my guest today is the CEO of Victory Gear. Victory spelled V-K-T-R-Y.
Victory, Performance Insoles, or VKs, are the world's only carbon fiber sports insoles that help athletes in three ways. Improved performance, protection from injury, and improved injury recovery.
Steve Wasik is the CEO of Victory Gear, a company that makes unbelievable insoles for top athletes and beyond. Thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thanks for having me, Doug. A pleasure to be here.
You know, you're really at the forefront of research, backed by 10 years, in fact, of research. Victory is the world's first high-performance insole, scientifically proven to help athletes run faster, jump higher, train smarter. It sounds like we're talking about
better, stronger, faster.
We're talking about the old show, right? Bionic Man.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. You know, it's an exciting product. The product was invented by Matt Arciolo, who's the certified podorthist for the U.S. Olympic bobsled team. And he wanted to help his bobsledders and skeleton crew run faster just out of the gate so they could jump in the sled and have a head start. And that was the genesis of Victory Insoles. And since then, we've made some modifications. And certainly now we make it available to athletes of all shapes and sizes, not just bobsledders.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I can't call myself an athlete anymore. And I do have different shapes and sizes now each year. Well, I could explain it, but the unique patented design, tell us about this aerospace-grade carbon fiber and just how it makes a difference.
Yeah, when you look at the product, it looks like it's basically just two pieces. The base is made from carbon fiber and the top is a polyurethane foam, you know, cushion. But the base is what's really so fascinating. So it's a design that's evolved and it's kind of counterintuitive. So when the athlete bends their foot, that essentially stores energy, just like a diving board would, or think of a trampoline. When you compress it, it stores the energy, and then when it releases so dynamically. And our carbon fiber base is not just one piece, but it's multiple layers of carbon fiber and pretty highly engineered. And that's what allows us to make the base available in five different levels of flexibility. So the product is actually customized based on the size of the athlete. For example, a 300-pound nose tackle is going to need more spring than a 100-pound cheerleader.
And the explosive effect of VKs is clear. Due to the design and full-length carbon fiber base, VKs also help reduce lower leg injuries and aid in injury recovery by increasing shock absorption and improving stability.
You have an amazing list of supporters, most of which are not paid to endorse your product, but you have people like Cleveland Browns running back Nick Chubb.
Victory, the best sports insole in the world.
When I have the Victory insoles inside my shoes or cleats, I feel 10 times faster.
Here's Chubb going to test that left side, right inside and into the end zone. Nick Chubb. 19-yard touchdown run for Chubb.
And different sports, too. And talking about the MLB, we're right in the middle of the baseball playoffs. Two of the biggest athletes on the field right now, especially Fernando Tatis Jr. and Vlad Guerrero Jr. How did you get these guys so quickly to get involved with these insoles?
Yeah, the nice thing about our product is that when people hear about it, they're curious, they want to try it. I think every athlete who's serious about their sport wants to be able to perform at the best of their abilities, whether it's jumping or running. And also, athletes want to stay healthy. They want that added stability and shock absorption. So many times we get calls directly from the athlete or their agents that says, my client is interested in your product, you know, can we get a pair for him? And that's usually how the relationship starts. And then the athlete, as soon as you put the Victory insoles in the shoes, you feel a difference immediately and you see the results immediately in terms of performance.
The shoe industry obviously is an extremely competitive one, Steve. So I know there probably early on there were naysayers that say, hey, your product's not any better than ours. But you've had a lot of research put into this. You've had a lot of studies. and it's received a lot of support and backing. You have that experience when it comes to marketing and making sure there's that cash flow that you need to start off these companies. You work with big companies, you've worked with smaller companies. You have the magic touch. Take us to inside meetings of Victory Gear and how that, you know, you got excited early on.
Yeah, well, thanks. I've been in the business, sports, and consumer products for a few decades now. And I'd say what excited me the most about Victory was, first of all, the people are great. It's kind of a family-founded business. The sports category is a lot of fun. I'm a big sports fan myself, a part-time athlete. But the biggest thing was the product. It's very unique. You know, when you think of insoles, typically they're made of foam, plastic, maybe a little bit of rubber, and they're really passive in nature. So what the Victory insole, because of the carbon fiber base, is a dynamic product, and we have the patent on it. And there's frankly nothing else on the market that's anywhere near like our product. Nike actually did introduce their Vaporfly, mostly for distance running, a couple years ago. And you know, it's great, frankly, that they have a lot more advertising dollars than we do. They have a carbon fiber plate in the base of that product built into the sole. So they've been able to educate people on how carbon fiber provides energy return to the athlete. So even though we may or may not be competing to some degree with that product, they're certainly helping us to educate consumers on the technology of carbon fiber.
We're going to talk more about the technology, but let's talk about how you've been able to help during a very difficult time during this pandemic. You've launched the Victory Heroes program, and since April, you've given away more than 600 pairs of these wonderful insoles to healthcare workers. Because I'm sure as soon as people started to hear about that, saying people who spend a lot of time on their feet could also benefit from this. Post office workers, all kinds of people who spend a lot of time on their feet. So immediately, you've made a big impact when it comes to this. Tell us more about the Victory Heroes program.
Certainly. Well, like most CEOs of companies, you know, we talked internally and we wanted to figure out what could we do at Victory to help our heroes. And, you know, we're not really in a position to donate money. We're still at an early stage company. We can't switch our manufacturing really from carbon fiber to PPE. So we thought the best thing we can do is to really provide our product, which we know is helpful in terms of energy return and stability and added shock absorption. So to your point, for people on their feet every day, we thought this would really provide some benefits. So we've given out almost 600 pairs now since March. And the feedback from doctors, nurses, first responders has been amazing. They really feel the difference. They tell us that their legs and their back are not as tired at the end of each day, which certainly, you know, makes all of us at Victory feel very proud.
And you have to think about the implications of that, Steve, because if you're physically feeling better, you're going to be able to do your job much better. And with the healthcare workers right now, what they're facing, they don't need any extra pressure because they're physically, you know, tired. So this is a super thing for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talked to Nick Chubb, and his mom has been in the healthcare business for almost 30 years. And he was really anxious to partner up with us. He's a tremendous individual, a really fine young gentleman. And he was glad to join a program where he knew that, you know, helping people like his mom would be worthwhile for all of us.
I know you said in prior interviews that going retail is really not your goal. You want to target the people that you're going after. Tell us how that works, because this product is expensive for the average person. But when you think about the benefits, really, it's, you know, I don't think it's as expensive as maybe some people might think. And I know early on, some NFL teams told you a little bit too much, and that kind of blew your mind, didn't it?
It sure did. I won't name names. But, you know, our product does cost, retails for $199. And we do discount back occasionally to $149. But, you know, a typical insole, certainly a Dr. Scholl's type product, is going to be $20, $30, maybe $50. So our product is significantly more. And it's because of the aerospace grade carbon fiber. Again, it's hard to compare our product to kind of just the foam plastic products that are on the market. But, you know, it's also a complicated product in terms of that it's customized for each athlete. So because we look at the athlete's weight, the athlete's age, the sport the athlete plays, and that's what helps determine the right degree of flexibility. So we have an algorithm which is, I would say, 95% accurate in terms of delivering the product that satisfies the customer. That, because of that, we have many SKUs, many different products in our portfolio, and that makes it really challenging to have available, you know, at a store like Dick's Sporting Goods. So most of our products are sold via our own website, which is victorygear.com.
In stage one, the VK flexes in the heel area to provide added shock absorption. In stage two, mid-stance, the full weight of the athlete is positioned over the insole. And in stage three, the VK returns stored energy to the athlete, increasing ground reaction force to help drive the athlete forward and or upward.
Our guest here on Sports Jam is Steve Wasik, the CEO of Victory Gear. And if you're wondering, well, just how many teams are using it? A lot, because currently athletes at more than 300 pro and college teams are using Victory insoles. That tells you how important it is. Also, you think about how colleges, the college football teams, maybe like the Big Ten schools, haven't had the chance to train as much, and you worry about injuries because of the lack of contact drills and things. To have the proper footwear would be enormous for those schools that are behind maybe some of the others right now in college football.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We actually did a field study a couple of years ago with 260 college football players, and it was four universities: Duke, North Carolina State, Northern Illinois, and Texas A&M. And across those four universities, the athletes wore the product for full season, all practices and all games. And the results were amazing. The average for all four universities was a reduction of foot and toe injuries by 41% and lower leg injuries, so from knee on down, of 22%. And that's statistically significant. And we certainly are proud of those numbers, and we understand why it happens. But we took it a step further, and we said, you know, we really need clinical research to explain those field test studies. And what we did was we went to the Corey Stringer Institute at the University of Connecticut, and there was a six-month PhD-led study that proved that our product improves the stability from the knee joint down to the ankle to the foot. And that added stability and added shock absorption, which was proven in the study, really attributes. That's how you can attribute those numbers, like 41% less, you know, foot and toe injuries.
Victory Gear is based in Connecticut, and that's where Steve Wasik is joining us for this edition of Sports Jam, the CEO at Victory Insoles. And when it comes to your background, you went to the University of Connecticut, and that's where you got your BS in marketing, and then you went on to Northwestern and at the Kellogg School of Management and got your master's there, your MBA. So you are well-schooled and well-knowledged when it comes to marketing, but you're also, as you mentioned, you're an athlete. You know, you played intramurals, you played some baseball in high school. What are you doing now physically, and tell us how you feel when you wear your own insoles?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm getting up there in age, but I'll give you one example of when I was playing on the weekend some flag football, and this is a couple years ago now, and I actually tried to, you know, outrun somebody who was half my age, and I could feel the plantar fasciitis just, you know, go. And I'd never had a problem with plantar fasciitis before, but it's painful. I know a lot of people have experienced and endured it. And I started wearing Victory. This is probably not 4 years ago, actually. I started wearing Victory insoles, and I felt a difference probably in a matter of weeks, that the pain went away. I was able to get out of bed in the morning without pain. So that's been truly beneficial. Right now, I'm just really trying to stay in shape. So I go to the gym. I do a little light running and jogging. And, you know, I like that extra bounce, the extra shock absorption you get with the Victories. I'm not trying to break any land speed records at this point. I'm really just more satisfied with finishing my workout and not feeling any pain the next day. And we hear that from a lot of our customers as well.
I'm really kind of upset with you and Matt Arciolo for one reason. 40 years ago, I could have used that tremendously to have those insoles when I was playing varsity basketball. And after a Friday night game, I would have a heel that would just, you know, just be that, you know, that swollen. And the next day, Saturday morning, coach would go, okay, time for sprints. And it'd be like, whoa, that would really hurt. So that plantar is not a fun, you know, and to think about people at a much higher level performing with that is, you know, just makes you realize how difficult it is to perform at a high level if you have any kind of lagging injuries. You know, we've talked to a lot of athletes, Steve, here on Sports Jam. In fact, Donnie Schell was the most recent guest, and Donnie was getting heat from some from a reporter who felt that he wasn't giving his all 1 year, and it was because he was coming back from surgery and he wasn't at full speed. And a lot of times these athletes don't get to explain themselves and their targets. So I can imagine what's been the brightest comment, the comment from a pro athlete that's given you, like, you know, somebody like Nick Chubb that says, you know, I scored a touchdown this week because I was able to elevate, you know, at the goal line. What's been the comment that's really meant something to you?
Oh, boy, there's been a lot. I remember meeting Chris Chambers, former wide receiver for the Dolphins, among other teams. And he said to me, he goes, you know, when I retired, he said, my body was in great shape. He said, except for my big toe. He said, you know, I've had turf toe, and that was just debilitating. And he said, for any athlete who's ever had it, you know, it's just the smallest body part you have almost. And he said, you know, I could have really used this product, because the Victory insoles are built in such a way that a turf toe takes place when you hyperextend your big toe. And because of the resistance from the carbon fiber, which runs from heel to toe, there's much less chance you're going to have a problem with turf toe. And if you have had turf toe, you know it's also very challenging to push off and to get the leverage you need. So the product also gives you that extra push that somebody suffering from turf toe can be lacking. So that was an interesting comment. But one of my favorites was a testimonial that we got from a mom down in Texas whose son plays high school football. And as you know, that's a big time sport down there.
Sure.
And he said that, she said that our son was on the kickoff squad and to go down and cover kickoffs, and said, you know, for most of the season, he was like one of the last guys down there. He's one of the slowest guys on the team. And he was really starting to lose confidence. And he said, she said, we bought him a pair of Victory insoles. And she said the very next game, he was making tackles. He was beating everybody else down the field. And, you know, you hear stories about the NFL combine and guys achieving their personal best, but to know there's like a 16-year-old kid who was having trouble making the team and kind of, you know, his confidence was fading, and to know that just our product helped him regain that confidence and, you know, kind of his status and self-esteem with his teammates, that was really rewarding.
There's all kinds of equipment issues in pro sports, and we talk about helmets being designed in the NFL. Could we see Victory getting involved in other types of, you know, types of equipment for various other sports?
Yeah, I think so. We're definitely working on some other performance products that we're excited about and we'll probably be launching in 2021. But I will give you a scoop here that we are launching next month a lower priced product. So we will be launching a $99 version of our current product. So we're very excited about that. The big difference how we're able to do this, we went, you know, with our product engineers and with our manufacturing partners, and we went into the lab, we did a lot of research, a lot of computer simulations, and we were able now to use a base which is not 100% aerospace grade carbon fiber, but it's a carbon fiber composite, so a blend of products. And this product, we've tested it through computer simulation, we're seeing about 75% of the results of performance results of our current product. So, you know, 75% of the performance at approximately 50% of the price. And we wanted to make our product more accessible to more athletes out there. We know not everybody can afford, you know, a super premium price product like this. So that's what we've created. We're calling this our Silver Series. Our current product will be called our Gold Series. And that should launch at the beginning of next month.
Steve Wasik, that's certainly exciting news, and we appreciate you sharing it here on Sports Jam. The competition is fierce for high school athletes these days. There's so much pressure on these kids, and in fact, now that COVID has really, you know, taken out some senior schedules for people who haven't been able to prove themselves to colleges, that the competition is fierce. And so anything that could help them. Tell us about the market for high schoolers right now.
Well, it's a big market for us. You know, our core customer is the high school athlete who believes that they, you know, A, want to perform at the best of their abilities at the high school level, but that they might have a chance for a college scholarship. And so, you know, football players, for example, they do combine testing at the high school level. They take their videos, they send it on to college recruiters. So that's certainly a big component. But, you know, during COVID, because team sports have been shut down, we've really also pivoted, I would say, to runners and fitness, people who are interested in just staying in shape. And that's been a big part of our business for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. But another area that you might find interesting, I certainly did, was golf. When the product was designed for the, you know, Olympic bobsledders to improve their explosiveness, I don't think the founder or any of us really had golf in mind. But there is a gentleman by the name of Rick Smith, who's an instructor at Doral, and he's trained, you know, Phil Mickelson and a lot of other major champions. And he has really a professed energy return and ground force for his whole career. And when he saw our product online, he was fascinated, and he ordered 3 or 4 pairs for his students to try. And he said they were seeing club head speed improved by 2 to 3 miles per hour. And if you're a golfer, you probably know that club head speed translates to distance. So he was really excited by that. More PGA golfers have also discovered our product. And we just recently signed Padraig Harrington, who's the European Ryder Cup champ or captain. And he is enamored with our product. I mean, he's been wearing it. He said that he's 49 years old now, but he said with Victory insoles, he's never had a faster club head speed.
On the tee from Ireland, Padraig Harrington.
Ryder Cup captain Harrington. He won the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open back in 2007. Thicker stuff for Harrington. Muscle it out there.
Oh, here's a golf shot. Padraig Harrington, take a bow. What a shot that is. That's a great shot out of the rough.
So for a 49-year-old to say that even when he was 25 or 30, he wasn't able to swing the club as fast. And it has to do with the, you know, the energy return and the solid base that he's getting from the Victory insoles. And he gave us a good quote about having to have a good firm foundation to push off of when you're golfing. He said you can't launch a rocket from a canoe.
Certainly good advice. I could have used that as I played at the Weequay Golf Course in Newark for the YMCA charity golf tournament. In 2017, you said Victory Performance insoles, they were more like a Tesla. But I think you're coming back to, you know, cars that everyone can drive pretty soon. It seems like Victory is really making this more and more, you know, available. Could it come down to a point where we even see it below the Silver Series?
It's really hard. I mean, we make our product in the United States, which is another challenge. We're glad to. I mean, again, it was a product that was designed for the U.S. Olympic team. And we're glad that we can make the product in the U.S. We have an amazing partner who's been very helpful with research and development. So we do our best. And I think the big part of being able to reduce your prices is scaling. So we're certainly hoping to grow the business. We usually double our business every year. This is the fourth year now that we've been active. And so we hope that trend is going to continue. And as we increase the size of our business, we're able to improve our efficiencies and hopefully continue to lower prices.
Steve, I know you've said hiring good people, steady at the wheel are keys to success and be able to monitor cash properly. How many people work at Victory?
Right now we have about 15 people. So we're a relatively small team. Some people are surprised to hear that because we have such a, you know, world-class product. But we're trying to keep our costs under control, certainly during COVID. But we've got some great people. And again, it's people who are friends and family of the founders. And so we have people who are super passionate about this business.
So since we had mentioned golf, let's take you out on the course, even if you're not a big golfer, Steve, and you have three people that you can play around with, people that have meant the most to you other than family. Who are you taking and why?
Oh, boy. Who am I taking? I suppose I would take Tiger Woods, just to say that I've golfed with Tiger Woods for sure. Have a lot of respect for what he's done. I've probably got to take out the founder, Matt Arciolo, because he's been so amazing in the product. And I'm also pretty sure I can beat him at golf. So, and besides that, let's see. I guess I would probably take Nick Chubb out, because he's a super guy. I'd like to see if his football skills could translate to the golf course.
I'm not sure where all your allegiances lie when it comes to professional sports, but when you have somebody like, and you meet Nick Chubb and he makes an impression on you, suddenly do the Cleveland Browns matter more to Steve Wasik than ever before?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we certainly want to see Nick do well, but, you know, as a sports fan, usually you watch the guys on TV and, you know, you have your allegiance based on where you live. But when you meet a guy like Nick, you know, you realize he's been raised by, you know, great parents, and he really cares about his reputation and the people around him, and just a real gentleman. And so that's a pleasure to see. And of course, I'm definitely rooting for Nick.
Here are the Browns at the Baltimore 14. This is Chubb. Chubb to the 10, breaks it to the near side, looking for the end zone, and he'll get there.
Living in Connecticut, you've always been in the middle of Red Sox, Yankees territory, or New York, Boston sports. Which way do you lean?
Oh, I definitely lean towards the Red Sox. And my family came from Massachusetts, and I grew up in New Britain, Connecticut, which is right between, apparently the dead in between, Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. And so our town was always 50-50 split. But I will tell you a quick story that during spring training, as I was going around introducing our product to the training staffs, I was very excited to get to JetBlue Park, and walked into the weight room and talked to a couple people about the product. And they said, you know, that's the guy you really want to talk to over there. His name is Jamie Kreps, and he's a doctor, and he's the senior physical therapist. And as I showed him the product, I could see his eyes light up. And he told me, after I explained the product, he said, I've actually done my thesis, my PhD thesis on carbon fiber insoles. So he was the perfect guy to talk to. And since then, he's become a real advocate. And we've had several of the Red Sox guys, like Mookie Betts at the time, wearing our product and really loving our product. So Jamie is, you know, he was a professor at the University of Michigan. He really, truly understands the product, and a great advocate for us.
As a Red Sox fan, you have probably a Ted Williams story to pass along, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a sad one for me, but my great uncle used to play chess with Ted Williams. He was a writer, I think, for the Boston Herald. And one day he gave me a baseball with Ted Williams' signature on it. And that's the good news. The bad news is I was probably 8, 9 years old at the time. And of course, you know, I took that ball out into the backyard and started playing around with it. Unfortunately, after a couple of weeks, you know, you couldn't tell where the name started or where it ended. So that's a painful story for me, but certainly a lot of respect for that man, Ted Williams, and of course, my great uncle too.
Steve Wasik is the CEO of a company that's really just hot right now. And if you want more information, you can go to victorygear.com. That's VKTRY gear.com. And you can find out much more about the company and about Steve Wasik. Steve, it's been a pleasure having you on Sports Jam. Continued success, and really excited also about the Heroes program, the Victory Heroes program, and getting people, healthcare workers, what they need during these difficult times. Great job.
Thanks, Doug. I really enjoyed being on your show, and wish you happy holidays.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the podcasts by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam, or find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts and on iTunes. Until our next Sports Jam session, I hope to see you at the game.